The Wellness Rebellion.
Legends, we have kicked off the Wellness Rebellion this week. It's a four-week program. It's a journey that we're going on to better our health before the end of the year. And what I've asked participants to do, if you've signed up at hit.com.au, is to just identify one thing that you want to change, one small thing that you want to try and tackle every single day. And by the end of the 4 weeks, hopefully, it will be making a difference in your health. Gaundi, you're meditating every morning.
Have not missed a day yet.
That's amazing. Yep. So we've got Tamara on 131060 this morning who's joined the Wellness Rebellion this week. Hi, honey.
Hi.
So can you just tell us, because what we've asked people to do is identify and kind of write down the goal. Like, what is the thing that you're trying to stop doing every day for the next 4 weeks?
I'm trying to give up the energy drink V.
Okay, how much, because I have found it quite surprising how much V energy drink you've been drinking every day.
3 litres, roughly, if not more.
Yeah. So that, and how long have you been sort of drinking that much energy drink daily? Like over, is it over years and years that you sort of built up to this amount?
Roughly 3 or 4 years.
Three or four years.
I'm just trying to work out in my head, sorry, how many cans per day is 3 litres?
Like if they're 500 mils. Six cans.
Yes, 500 mils.
Six cans.
Roughly, I go through seven,
six or
maybe.
Six or seven cans.
What time do you crack the first one in the morning?
Well, I do night shift at 11 p.m. till 7 a.m., so generally
overnight.
Overnight. Yeah. Ah, that makes sense. I see.
Yeah, night shift is a real shocker for stuff like this because it messes with this circadian rhythm. So, Tamara, I wanted to get you on the show firstly to see how you're going. So we kicked this off on Monday. So, I'm guessing as of Sunday, you were drinking 3 litres a day. How are you going now a few days into this Wellness Rebellion?
1.1 litres now because I've cut back to the 275.
Great. Cans. That's massive. So you're drinking less than half.
Yeah, but today I'm feeling it. Like with a throbbing headache and just feeling down, no energy.
So what I wanted to say to you, babe, is what you've done, essentially, by drinking so much energy drink, your body has stopped naturally producing the stuff it needs to maintain and sustain you. And so then you become kind of dependent on this synthetic energy drink, right? So what you're going to go through is a series of hectic withdrawals. And I'm sorry to say, you're not going to be out of the woods for about 72 hours. So when people stop drinking, if they drink alcohol, you know, they have a bit of a dependency disorder. I went through this myself when I stopped drinking. Your sugar cravings go through the roof. You get headaches. You feel lethargic. It's just a real shocker. But after 72 hours, your liver has actually expelled all the alcohol out of your system. And I dare say it'll be similar for you. So your liver right now is in overdrive trying to get rid of all the toxins, all the synthetic chemicals and all the crap that you've been pumping into your body. So after 72 hours of that, you will start to feel better and the fog will lift, but you're just going to have to like double down on this and ride the wave. So I wanted to just encourage you to keep going. Drinking 3 litres of anything in a day is a lot. So I dare say you're going to feel dehydrated, which will probably add to the headache. So try as much as you can. I know it's not as fun, but try to drink some water, and some sparkling water with a bit of lemon in it might make it feel a bit zingy. It might make you feel like you're having a fun, bubbly energy drink.
Yep.
Okay.
Do you think you'll yep, I'll try. Do you feel like you might get down to zero? Like, is that the goal? Do you feel like you can eradicate it completely?
You can.
I have done it before this year because I fell pregnant and then I gave it up and I had, like, cold sweats, the headache.
Yeah.
But you've done it before, so you can do it again.
You can do it again. I believe in you.
I was on 8 litres roughly back then.
Holy moly.
But then I miscarried, so I got back on it.
Oh, Tamara. Oh. That's really tough, babe. I know what you've been through. I've been there myself. It's a really tough one. So here's what I want you to do, babe. I really want you to kick this habit this time around. And I don't want you to just do it for 4 weeks. I want you to really do it because for your health, for the betterment of your future family, this is a really important one. So can you try to drink some water today for me? There's an email going to land in your inbox today encouraging you to keep going, and I'm going to check in with you probably next week to see how you're going on the journey, okay?
Yep.
You got this, babe.
You can do it, Tamara.
Just whenever you feel like you need an energy boost, go outside and do 10 deep breaths and see how that goes for you.